When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the podcast that might as well draw blood with a needle because it is a full bottomist.
I get it.
I'm sorry. I like laughed at the end of this because I was like, TM funny. I'm so silly.
Oh, God. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz.
We're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today
we're going
to
talk about STIs.
STIs. Oh, God, help us.
Help cure us of our STIs.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to talk about the dirty part of sex.
Mm-hmm. And not scat.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you're...
We're going to talk about that, too, a little bit, but, like...
We are?
People who have STIs aren't dirty. Stop saying, are you clean?
I mean, I mostly hear that with HIV, and I feel like it's gone down a whole lot. But every now and then, yeah, you still, like, are you clean? Which, like, the implication that someone is dirty because they have HIV or an STI is...
But first.
Bad. Oh, but first, thank you to Patreon members, Charles Henry. And thank you, Charles Henry, for having a name so easy. Even I can't fuck it up. What?
Chuck Hank, thanks.
And then also, thank you to Joe. Man, okay. Joe Stakowicki. Sorry.
I had a stroke in the middle of it.
It's at the top there.
Stawicki. Joe Stawicki.
I'm Mike. I can read English in a really easy way, and it's effortless.
I'm going to go with Stawicki.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that. Okay.
Stawicki. Yep. Stawikipedia.
Thank you, Charles, and less so, Joe. Also, but first. News?
Oh, no. I'm going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. You have this big, weird metal can.
Is this the biggest beer you have ever seen?
Yes. It is the biggest potential vibrator that I've ever seen. But it's just a nondescript metal can. Like, it seems like you home brewed something that might be illegal.
So some shirt tail relatives are the owners and operators of Hop Capital Brewing. And Hop Capital Brewing put out a special edition beer for Pride. In fact, one of those owner operators is in our Facebook group, and she even asked our Facebook group for help in naming their special edition Pride beer.
I wrote lots of hilarious names. Did I post them?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
I think you posted some of them.
Okay.
They weren't that funny. But
okay. I disagree. I think pretty good.
But they settled on, with partial help from our Facebook group, Love is Love. So this is Love is Love beer. Aww. From Hop Capital Brewing. And the reason it looks like this is because they actually saved me some before they had even designed and applied the labels.
Oh, so this is a label-free beer.
There's no label for it because it's sort of like, hey, let's send those gay boys this giant can
beer.
Of beer. And I said that if they said it, I would drink it on the air and I would talk about it. So here I am.
It is tall and thick.
It is. This is a girthy beer.
Yeah.
And there's an Instagram for you.
Yeah.
That's a massive, massive beer.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's really good, and I like it. And
does it taste like love? Does it taste like freedom?
Tastes like pride.
Great.
Speaking of STIs, should we do some news first, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or do you have more? Do you have
no.
Okay, great. Some news. One of these days, I'm going to get my shit together, and I'm going to...
Some news.
So, oh, God.
Whenever you... Okay, you do that every now and then. Like, before you start, you're almost like, oh, here's this thing. And it makes me worried.
So, in Poland...
My parents lived there when my dad was working abroad.
Oh.
In Warsaw.
How How was it?
That's what the news story is about. I visited them for a week, and it's a place that you wouldn't go unless someone lives there. I would never have picked Warsaw to go to. It's really interesting because there's like the old part of town, and then there's the new part of town because it was fucking wrecked in the Great War. So it was just really interesting.
Well, Poland is a fairly conservative country. Like when it comes to gay issues, they are ranked 38 out of 49 countries in Europe when it comes to LGBT rights. So, like,
not great.
Could be better. But
also, as a black, I was maybe coworker of my dad's or something, it's very monochromatic is how he described it, to say there's just all white people.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the company IKEA, which you might be familiar with, probably when you're drunk and can't put the goddamn fucking shit together and you just give up.
This isn't it's not a table. It's just a flat piece of wood. It sits here in the corner forever.
This is what this looks like now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So IKEA at one of their locations in Poland. Oh, it was in Warsaw. No, it was not in Warsaw. Fuck, what's wrong with me? Okay. Anyway. So an IKEA location in Poland.
Okay.
Requested that staff attend an LGBTI event. Attend an event in honor of Pride. An employee known only as Tomasz K. objected to that idea and posted his objection on their internal intranet using two quotes from the Bible.
Oh, good.
In a statement, IKEA... they fired him.
Okay, wow.
In a statement, IKEA said it fired him for, quote, using quotes from the Old Testament about death and blood in the context of what fate should meet homosexual people.
Oh, boy.
It also fired him for expressing his opinion in a way that could affect the rights and dignity of LGBT plus people.
Oh,
so
thanks, IKEA.
Tomasz there lawyered up and said, quote, if IKEA promotes equality and diversity towards people, why was this situation where the Catholic person expresses his opinion and is thrown out of work for it?
So prosecuted, these Christians.
Yeah, yeah. So he said, as a Catholic, I cannot censor God. I've been hired to sell furniture, but I'm a Catholic and these aren't my values. I do not think it was my duty. I quoted two quotations from the Holy Scriptures about stumbling and about the fact that the cohabitation between two men is an abomination. And so
he just said he was God or speaks in the voice of God. Like,
this is what we're up against. I don't know what to do. Like, we talk about religion a lot. Yeah. And like, when you just reach the magic sky person says in their book that this is true and there is no reasoning.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can do. Like, no. Those people are just fucking screwed. Like, there's like, what do you do? It's
no,
so frustrating.
There's no like argument back to it. Like, you can't say like, because it is considered such a like untouchable thing that like you can't criticize religion at all. Which is then why every Republican candidate, somehow God told all of them that they need to run. Like,
yeah, God's wrong about a whole bunch of them. But
I mean, he was wrong about the main one, too.
Yeah, that's true. So now a group of Catholic bishops have thrown their support behind Tomasz, of course, right?
Yeah.
Quote, from the point of view of the law and above all of propriety and common sense, it is unacceptable to attack the IKEA employee who refused LGBT indoctrination in the workplace, the bishops said.
Indoctrination.
And they commended Tomasz for his courage and for defending his faith in an exemplary way.
Okay. A weird part that I guess I'm not that embarrassed to admit it. I don't think they should have made them go to a Pride event.
Really?
Because I don't think they work. If work made me go to any extracurricular event outside of work, I'd be like, I don't want to do that. I want to watch Netflix and sleep. So like, this will really eat into that time. So I don't miss. But yes, when you like start talking about how gay people are abominations, like
yeah,
it's one thing to be like, I don't want to go to that.
I also, I don't know, I didn't, this article doesn't say anything about, like, what the request looked like. Mm. Like, when IKEA requested that employees show up for this event, how strongly worded was that request? Oh, was it worded in a way that, was it required, or was it just a, hey, we're doing this thing, it'd be great if you came, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then, of course, he was fired for saying, no, faggots are going to burn in hell, right?
Yeah.
Like,
can't censor God.
You can't censor God. And then a spokesperson from the company said, just said, quote, using your religion background as a reason for excluding others is considered discrimination. We believe everyone has the right to be treated fairly and be given equal opportunities, whatever their gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, nationality, religion, or any other dimension of their identity. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Mm. It really upsets me. Like,
you just have to create a gay religion. That way you can be like, no, my gay God said it's cool. Like,
yeah.
And then you can't attack. Like,
I mean, it's Episcopalians or Quakers or like
are they all gay?
I mean, they're not gay. They're not. They don't require that you be gay. Although that's pretty great.
Admission. Here's
a
dick.
What
are you gonna do?
Yeah. Okay. Great. Moving on.
Yeah.
I'll just do one more, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Have you heard about Lil Nas X?
Yeah.
He came out.
Okay, I told you about Lil Nas X,
but not that he came out.
No, not that. But I'm the reason you know who he is at all.
I think that's true.
I want to stake my rainbow flag on that. But
I want to put my dick in his mouth.
Oh yeah. You would definitely pass the gay test in this scenario. But yeah, me too. He's attractive. He's been great on Twitter. Like, he's been really funny. Someone accidentally said, like, oh, just found out Lil Nas X is guy. And he was like, yes, I am a guy. Mm-hmm. Or, like, someone... He tweeted, the next person to say something homophobic to me is going to get kissed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, he's... Yeah.
It does make me wonder why, if you are a gay black man, would you put yourself in a position to have to do anything with Billy Ray Cyrus? Right?
Billy Ray Cyrus is gay, like bug spray. Like, it's just you, like, it repels us in a really distinct, smelly way.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think it's so interesting that he crosses, even before he came out, he was crossing this dimension of being black and a country star. And now he has gay and black and country star. And like, there's just, it's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, in an interview, he was saying that, bouncing off what you just said,
mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Like,
to be gay and black,
to be gay and black and cross over.
Oh,
right. Like, it seems like, what am I trying to say? Like, modes of expression for art seem pretty divided, right? Like, your country, we know what that is. Mm-hmm. It is not other things, right?
Yeah.
And most people go the Taylor Swift route and they go the other direction. Like, they start in country and then they leave. But like, to, I just don't know how does that happen?
I don't, he must be the first of his kind. He's a unique individual. Also,
and so pretty.
And so we didn't even say, like, if you don't know who Lil Nas X is, you probably know the song. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road and gonna ride till I can no more. That's how you... He sang that.
I just figured out what's wrong.
What?
Can you turn these lights on? It's a real down... Like, the lighting is real down and it's bumming me out. Hopefully when you turn that switch on, Dan doesn't burst into flames. It's around the corner. Way better. I was getting all sleepy times. Like, what is wrong with my energy right now? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lil Nas X. He's gay bones.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it.
Oh, he also retweeted, and I think I retweeted this, like, or he put in quotes someone that said, so that's what you meant when you said ride till I can't no more.
Wow.
Which is just funny. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Hi, Lil Nas X. Welcome to the party. It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You want to talk about STIs?
Speaking of this, Lil Nas X, you're going to need to learn a whole bunch of stuff about STIs I know they are technically STIs. What you're saying earlier.
I'm going to go first.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
I sit quietly.
Why do we say STI?
Because I think I might know. I actually read this. Sexually transmitted disease, STD, which is what everyone still kind of calls it. But disease, it's like not a disease. It may not actually show symptoms. It may not like actually affect, like they can lay dormant and nothing happen.
Yeah.
And to destigmatize it.
So I thought it was primarily destigmatization, that there was a sort of a politically correct thing that was happening, that like it's not a disease, it's just an infection. Well, I think that that's how it's like sort of rippled through the culture. But that's not what it was meant to be. There are STDs. There are sexually transmitted diseases, and there are sexually transmitted infections.
What?
And we're supposed to say STI for most things.
Okay, I didn't know that there were still STDs.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
good segment. No, what's an STD?
Asymptomatic chlamydia or asymptomatic gonorrhea is you have an infection, but you don't have the disease, which those infections cause.
So like when left untreated.
If you have HIV, that is an STI. If you have AIDS, that is an STD. And so it's proper and fine to use both. Just be clear about the distinction that you're making.
Huh.
And the part of it is about awareness also. Sexually transmitted infections, especially in the realm of like HPV, person A can have like no response to it and live their life. Person B can develop cancer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just the thing that causes disease is called the infection, but it might not cause disease in everyone, and that's why we need to up our awareness of that.
You know how we said when we do this podcast, like if we reach one person with a message, then that's made a difference and it's worth it.
Yes.
You've just reached me.
Oh,
you taught me something that I didn't know before.
You're like 3 feet away from me right now across the table. We're going to need a bigger table.
Wait, I thought you meant you wanted to hold hands or something. Yeah. Oh, you want to be further away.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is too close. I don't like it.
Okay, that's fine. I don't mind.
But yeah, STDs and STIs, sexually transmitted disease. That's when like bad shit is happening to your body because of an infection that you got that was sexually transmitted.
Your syphilis was syphilizing that whole time.
And we will be this episode talking a lot about STIs. Just be mindful of the fact that the disease that these STIs can cause is still appropriate to call an STD.
I always feel like I know it is STI most of the time when we're talking about it, and you should say that, but I still feel kind of weird saying that instead of STD. I feel like, I'm not a knowledgeable person that it's called, it's STIs.
When
like,
I was a kid, it was STD and that's it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
there was
for
nothing
sure
else to call it. So it's sort of a newer nomenclature. Yeah.
But even though I know that, I still feel weird saying STI.
I feel the same way about DUI.
Oh, wait, what's wrong with?
So when I was a kid, it was called DWI. And it was driving while intoxicated. And they changed it to DUI, driving under the influence. And that was partially to add other drugs than alcohol to what it was not okay to drive while
Thanks,
doing.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. But I still think sometimes or say DWI.
Oh.
But
so
that's not what it is anymore, at least not in Washington State.
Growing up for me, it was always DUI.
Well, then aren't you better?
Yes.
Because you're from Texas.
Yes.
Or because you're younger than me. Either
both,
way.
Both ways
both
I'm better
ways
than
you're
you. Better. But you're probably right that it'll like, similarly, it will just take us saying it over and over and then it'll feel more natural.
Yeah. And a similar thing happened with AIDS versus HIV, right?
That's true.
Like when AIDS first started happening, people were just dying left and right. And it was from AIDS and there was no nuance there.
Yeah.
And now we realize that HIV is the virus that causes AIDS and that it is a permanent infection, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you can transmit it. Like undetectable is untransmittable. Mm-hmm. We have really good drugs, and as long as you take them, your chances of survival, your long-term survival rate is almost as high as people who are don't have HIV. And I had another point.
And the third thing.
And the third thing.
Is it too? I mean, I feel like people in the gay community know this, but it might be worth just pointing out the reason it's important to say HIV instead of AIDS is because AIDS, like a big part of it, comes with all this stigma of what that means as a person. But also, like, AIDS is, like, I guess what you're saying about, like, STD, like, it is the, now I'm in this point where, like, shit's gone crazy, like, it's bad, like, it's
I can't fight off basic infections like of my skin or like
whereas HIV, like you said, can kind of I don't know,
actually, do you remember, so I remember, I'm sure Dan remembers, when it was called gay cancer.
I was just randomly saw, like, a news article that was like a new gay cancer, like, where they were still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it was, I think it was gay cancer, and then it was GRID.
Gay-related immune deficiency, because they thought that it was just gay people. Gay people.
I remember that from the Grey's Anatomy episode.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Shonda Rhimes, making you learn shit.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Shonda. I'm going to tell you numbers.
Okay, tell us numbers.
This is kind of a hodgepodge of assorted numbers.
That's my favorite kind of podge.
That tickled me. I liked that. Okay. Just to, like, get us started, half of all sexually active people will get an... Okay. The CDC is still on their current website, uses STD when I think they mean STI.
Yeah.
So I'm going to correct it for them.
I mean...
CDC.
When you're the Center for Disease Control, you're going to push the D as much as possible.
Push that D.
Push the hashtag push the D. It's our new hashtag.
What? But then there's also, like, the CDC is on some level a political arm, right? This whole idea about, like, should we give them money to study gun violence in this country?
Oh,
and like, we don't care who studies it. We just want to fucking study it.
Numbers, so
that,
yeah.
But the CDC was targeted for, earmarked for that money. And then, of course, it got fucking shut down because fucking Republicans are goddamn Second Amendment horse shit. I'm in a mood.
STIs, right?
I just spent all weekend in Eastern Washington, so I'm just like, I'm feeling extra liberal.
Yeah, and you're drinking Love is Love and just really feeling it. Okay, so what I was saying, half of all sexually active people will get an STI by age 25.
Okay.
So, I mean...
That surprises me.
In what way? High or lower? Did you think
with,
it would
have been? With the quantifier, with the... With the
caveat?
No. I'm so sorry. What the fuck's wrong with me?
Have you tried being better?
I took my drugs earlier, I'm pretty sure. With the understanding that it's sexually active people, 25 and under.
Yeah.
I would expect sexually active people that it was higher than 50%.
Oh, really? Really?
Because, like,
everybody
has HPV. Everybody has herpes simplex, or like there's so much fucking shit out there, and a lot of it's very, very common, more common than you might think, and so it surprises me. Like, if you're sexually active, I would think the chances are near 100%, but that's because
you're a slutty person.
I've got my own punch card STIs. We're gonna talk about later.
Same, and yes, we will. But so I think what's good to say there is, like, it feels embarrassing and shameful, and we'll talk about this later, but, like, but
you're not alone.
Look to your left and look to your right, and one of them has chlamydia. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, what's up? But
and you should let them know.
You should. Oh my God. This is the new testing for STIs. Fuck me. I'll get tested and then I'll tell you what you have.
Yeah,
this is foolproof.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of false negatives, but I doubt there would be any false positives.
Nope, all correct positives. Okay, that was the first number. Okay, so I'm gonna men who have sex with men. They say that instead of saying gay. I know that you're Mike. You have feelings about it, but people don't always identify themselves as gay, so it's like. So regardless of what you identify as, men who have sex with men tend to have a higher risk of getting STIs.
Yeah. How should we say it? Because I agree with the sexual orientation part, right? Like, there are bi people, there are dudes that identify as straight and they do that one gay thing that one time. like that's men who have sex with men. But what about trans men?
I was just thinking,
right?
But then spring break happens and you're at a really fun party. And,
have a little too much love is love and God knows what happens.
I think men who have sex, like, what are we trying to say? And it is not the identifier of being gay. It is the fact that a man has just slept with a man. So I think that's the right thing to say. It's just longer.
It's trans exclusionary, maybe. Unless it's not. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. Trans people making me think about gender. Yeah, is it
penises who have sex with other penises?
I really want it to be that. I actually don't know. And okay, probably the thing is no one knows because no one studies fucking trans shit, so we don't know anything. Right. But you know, that's a really interesting question.
Thank you.
Okay. okay. In 2014, gay and bisexual men accounted for 83% of the new cases of syphilis.
Ooh.
Okay. Like, men are the problem. Like, all of the, like, things about, like, STIs and it's like, it's the men, it's the, like, when you have sex with a man that, like, gay and bisexual, 83% of new cases of syphilis?
Yeah.
That's so much syphilis.
Stop me if this is a segment that I'm stealing from somebody, but I wonder if PrEP is actually, I mean, it's been great for HIV, but I wonder if it's been bad for everything else, because so many people are like, I take this little blue pill every day. I can't get HIV, so I'm going to bareback all day long everywhere I go, right? Like,
on the bus, at work.
Kmart.
Just everywhere barebacking.
Because in case it doesn't go without saying, PrEP does not stop chlamydia.
Yeah,
PrEP does not stop gonorrhea. PrEP does not stop
only
HPV.
HIV. And yeah, I think that was the fear. And I read information about it that said whether it was true or not.
Great.
Yep. Okay. No, that's a good question. next number. Okay. Part of I was like reading studies and stuff, and like it was super annoying because, like, the, you know, gay versus men who have sex with men, like, there's a study that broke it down in all the different ways. Gay men who only have sex with men, gay men who actually have sex with men and women, like, and it was just like this really big chart of sexual confusion that I like didn't understand what the numbers meant, so I just avoided that.
Human
study.
Sexuality, get it together.
Oh, yeah,
stop being so complicated.
okay. This is again showing that men are the problem. STI rates among bisexual identifying women,
okay,
age 15 to 44 years, were three times higher than women who have sex with women exclusively. So it's three times higher. Once you introduce the having a sex with a dude, you're like much more likely to then. So it's not just gay people. It is also just even women having sex with men that,
to be fair, dudes are gross.
They're gross and they don't clean themselves and they don't go to the doctor. I'm going to tell you more about that later.
Testosterone just makes you want to fuck.
homosexual men were more likely than heterosexual men to have gonorrhea, syphilis, anal warts, but they were less likely. Oh, this is according to a study that I didn't write down the name of. I'm going to say it's.
I stopped asking you a long time ago.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You always ask me. You did not stop asking. I'm going to say this was a study by Timothy Brandon, and he studied this in the School of Paper Writing. Okay.
Dr. Brandon.
Dr. Brandon says. So homosexual men were actually less likely to have several STIs, genital herpes, scabies, genital warts, and non-gonococcal urethra. I don't know what that one
non-gonococcal
is.
Urethritis is what that is. That's
literally what I just said.
Inflammation of your pee hole and the urethra that leads up to it, but is not caused by gonorrhea.
Huh.
Non-gonococcal urethritis.
It's inclusive of chlamydia. So chlamydia is a non-gonococcal urethritis if it causes inflammation of the urethra.
All squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are gonorrhea.
Exactly right.
Okay. So I the interesting part about that, one of the reasons I wanted to include that, is it is not just gay men have more STIs. You know, there were some things like scabies. I'm so glad that I'm not at higher risk for scabies, because that seems okay.
Yeah, but I feel accomplished if I've gotten some of the ones that are on the not gay guy list?
Yeah, you have. Good for you. Like, that's the punch card you were talking about?
Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Those are my numbers.
Okay. Great. Numbers.
Yeah. Did you learn stuff?
I did learn stuff.
Great. That's all I ask.
Yeah, dudes are gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like confirmed.
We kind of knew that, but now I have the STIs to prove it.
Exactly. Okay.
This is the time we do it?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready.
You don't?
Okay, so I'm going to try to make a story out of it instead of just like
randomly listing all your...
or whatever.
Okay.
Remember how you couldn't walk your dog because you were in so much pain?
Yep. Okay, yeah. So I went with my dad down to...
I don't like... the start of this story for STIs. Okay. Where did your dad go down?
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, I'll back up even before that.
Okay.
Just so that we can get... Let's talk about the S part of the STI here.
Okay.
So, in January or February of last year, I had sex with one dude, and that was the only guy that I had sex with for 3 months, and then I wouldn't have sex with anybody else for another 3 or 4. Like, I went through a big old long, like, not even blowjobs. I just was not sexually active at all. And didn't really think much of it. Then, fast forward to, like, April-ish, and I...
Who was the one dude? Do I know him?
And his giant
okay,
penis.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I went with my... dad on vacation. We went down to the south central part of the country and saw a bunch of state capitals, because I want to visit all 50 state capitals, and we got five of them out of the way all in one trip: Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas. Anyway, so I mentioned that part if only because I ended up with a gnarly ass bite of some kind on my hand, and it was real gross and it hurt real bad. Fast forward another 2 months, somewhere in that span of time, I developed all kinds of bizarre symptoms, random weird shit, like photophobia, like lights were really bothering me. I started getting these like itchy white bumps all over my palms and in my groin area. And then my joints started swelling up. I couldn't walk. I couldn't hold. I couldn't pick things up. I had to ask for help with Boomer because I had a big Labrador at that time and like couldn't quite handle him all the time. It was real bad. It was real bad. Dan lived with me at that time, which is sort of why he's a little more intimately aware of what was going on. But finally, it got bad enough that like when I realized on my second vacation with my dad that I couldn't keep up with him. Like he's pushing 70 and yeah. I can't cross the crosswalk as fast as he is. Like it just snuck up on me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like when a turtle boils in a pot, you start it in cold water.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it's supposed to be a frog, and it's that's an Incubus song, right? Anyway,
it started with the frog.
Yeah.
What?
Warning. The song Warning Incubus's song Warning talks about the frog in the pot that they turn on the heat and it doesn't jump out before it starts boiling, and suddenly the frog is dead.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Sorry. Yes, but no, I get it.
I'm trying to remember what precipitated me going to urgent care. Do you remember, Dan?
Oh.
Was it when the spots showed up on your... You had spots everywhere,
oh my God.
And then your
That's
spots
right.
on your dick. And
That's
you're like,
right.
I should go to the urgent care.
Red, bumpy, itchy rash appeared my whole torso. I'll give you a picture, actually. We can post it to Instagram.
Okay.
Because I took a picture of it. It's just like I had the measles. Fucking everywhere. I went into urgent care. And they did a bunch of tests and did a blood test, and it came back and said that I had Lyme disease. And so I was like, okay, this is great.
And I feel like people in the Facebook group might remember this. Like, didn't you post about this? Like,
yeah,
we like something like we didn't skip an we never skip episodes. Or, but some I forget what happened. But yeah, so people may remember you. Mentioning
yep.
that.
Yep. Lyme disease.
Yep.
And the working theory was that that bite on my hand was getting bit by Lyme disease is typically carried by ticks. And that was what was going on. The treatment for which is penicillin, shot of penicillin and a Z-Pak, mm-hmm. azithromycin, which for other reasons I had become pretty familiar with. the Z-Pak, I mean.
Yep.
So then I went in to talk to my GP for PrEP. And there was a weird overlap there that I'm trying to remember the timeline of. But in order to be on PrEP every 3 months, you have to get screened for a whole bunch of STIs, right? Like, they want to make sure that, like, not only do you not have HIV still, but you also don't have... They test for gonorrhea. They test for... they always test for gonorrhea and I think chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
And...
syphilis.
So, mine only tests for syphilis, like, once a year. And it just happened to be right in that zone. And it also came back as positive for syphilis. So... I don't know. I have so many feelings. I don't know why syphilis to me is like the most embarrassing thing that could happen to me. It's also those tests, because they're both what are called spirochete bacteria. They actually,
Spirochete.
Great. There's a sh in there somewhere. It's C-H-E-T-E. Spirochete. Thank you, Dan, who went to school for stuff. but those tests actually often one will test positive for the other. It's not unheard of, and so it is possible but unlikely that I had Lyme disease. Not a lot of ticks in the Southeast. I didn't have a tick on me that I could see. Usually there is a bullseye pattern that forms around the bite if you get bit by a tick and have Lyme disease. None of that. But it is still possible. It is possible but unlikely that I had Lyme disease.
It's probably the
I had fucking syphilis.
Yeah.
And not only did I have syphilis, it probably went undetected for 4 to 6 months.
Wow.
And that's when you get out of type 1 syphilis, phase 1 syphilis, and you move into... There's a dormant period that's stage 2. Stage 3 is when all the shit that started happening to me started happening.
Oh, wow.
Did
you have an STD then at that point?
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely right.
Did you see how I took new information that I learned and applied that to this situation?
Yep.
That's intelligence.
Yep. I think what's most embarrassing about this whole thing is that I didn't... When I found out the new information, there were many, many people that knew, and I had said, because it was true, or I thought it was true, that I had Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And then when I found out that it was syph, I didn't correct that.
You didn't, yeah.
I didn't say, just kidding, it was syphilis.
Yeah. It's also like, what's the value in going back and being like, here's something you don't necessarily need to know, or this doesn't affect you, but I had syphilis. Okay, great. Like that, you know, like, but also, yeah, you're right. So syphilis is... And I don't actually know why. Like, shit. I don't know the right words of being... It's, like, worse. It's... but worse sounds bad. It's, like, more intense. Like, you... like you,
so, stage 4 syphilis is severe mental problems, severe brain damage.
The you formation, still have it.
Yep. Yeah. And these things called buboes. And that is when,
Boobabos.
Like...
Boobabos.
like your bones start growing weird and like kind of elephant man-ish. Like you wow. get like permanent disfiguring bone changes as a result of untreated syphilis. All of this, by the way, here's some fucking shit everybody should fucking know and we don't learn in college. Or, sorry, not college. We don't learn in history and literally we absolutely should. At the Tuskegee in, I want to say that's Oklahoma, the United States government intentionally gave African Americans that had syphilis a placebo for treatment and then charted how they did and saw all these horrible...
They were trying to like...
It's in Alabama.
Alabama?
They were trying to like...
Makes even more sense.
Yeah. trying to like test like when you get the treatment versus not, but like we have since learned that you can't like give people that have a disease a placebo because that...
But it's specifically that we took these black men...
Yeah.
didn't treat their syphilis on purpose to watch them and see what happened. Like it's like some Nazi Dr. Mengele bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And it was clear up into the 70s that we were doing this.
Wow.
Anyway, so having studied at least a little bit that, I fucked up maybe half of the facts, but the point is that it happened.
Yeah.
Like I definitely have this like it's extra evil or something.
Hmm. Syphilis definitely feels different as someone who has had that, and also I'm pretty sure I've had chlamydia and gonorrhea.
I have.
Oh, great.
I got them both from my ex-husband.
Oh, okay. I thought that's the story about you were going to tell.
Oh, I can tell that story too. Okay.
But I definitely view
syphilis. That's how I found out the first time I found out that Trevor cheated on me was because I was only having sex with him and got gonorrhea.
Yeah. Yeah, which is hard to do if you're in a monogamous... Which, that's why people say that, and you have said to me, like, even when you're in a relationship, you should still, like, take PrEP and do, like, things, because you just don't know.
You just don't know.
But, yeah, syphilis definitely feels like a... It feels like a different one compared to those, partially because, like, you have to get the penicillin shot plus the pills you take, the Z-Pak that you mentioned, and it, like, makes you feel... Like they say, like you will feel like you have a flu, like you're going to feel worse.
Yeah.
And so like part of it is like, you just like the treatment of this is like
a bigger deal
and takes a bigger toll on you.
Yeah.
I get why.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just interesting that you like don't necessarily have that shame around other STIs, but it's like syphilis. You're like, they just seem so drastically different in how you feel about.
Yeah.
Having them. I've had syphilis twice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you catch it? How did you find out?
Oh.
Like, were you symptomatic? Was it just part of, like, tests?
Oh,
was it?
Fuck. Okay, here's my story.
Yeah.
So, taking PrEP, I go in for my regular every 3 month checkups. I had this weird bump, like kind of like not all the way in, but like near like my asshole.
Yeah.
And I did all my STI checks, didn't come back. So like we didn't know what my doctor didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So then I went to a like had to get it like burned off or whatever. So they could like test it like and figure out what it is.
Yeah.
It was syphilis.
Yeah.
My doctor didn't run the syphilis test.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was a fucking painful. Like getting like
they biopsied
hurt.
It or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Was it a chancer? I don't know how to pronounce that word. You want to fill me in on that one, Dan?
Canker.
Canker. But why is it spelled CH? Especially when canker like canker sore is CANKER. It's perfect.
It's the perfect word.
A canker, CHANCER, is a sore that occurs usually at the point of infection for syphilis. Doesn't always happen.
So I got it in my butt.
If the person that gave you syphilis was doing you in the ass, that's like exactly where it would be.
I mean, I don't remember distinctly, but yes, they were doing. I one of the times I got it, I definitely got it from like orgy that I had.
Okay,
worth it.
You stand by that decision.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I mean,
wear condoms, everyone.
That's why syphilis is particularly dangerous or hard to detect sometimes, because not everybody gets one of those sores.
Mm, yeah,
and if they do, they don't always associate that with a sexual infection, because it can be anywhere. It's the point of infection. Like, people get them on their hands, or they get them on their face sometimes, or on their dick. But if you don't catch it, if you're just like, oh, that's just a sore, and you let it heal, because it will, then you go into phase two, stage two, and then that takes God knows how long before you start getting other symptoms.
Yeah.
And by then, it's less clear. Like, when you go to a doctor and you present with these symptoms, they're not necessarily going to immediately think syphilis or Lyme disease. They're going to think something else systemic, but not necessarily be in that zone.
And this is why, well, when you're a gay man, having either a gay GP or someone who's very aware of gay issues is really important, because then they will start to make these associations, or, like, you know, they'll know the gay things you need to do.
Yeah.
I misspoke. CHANCRE, which is the ulcer that we're talking about that happens with syphilis, it's chancre.
Chancre.
Yeah, it comes from the same...
I barely know her.
The same same root as canker, from the Latin cancer, meaning crab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crabs.
Chancre. I'm glad that I know how to say that now.
I don't
care. And I'm glad I don't have crabs.
Okay, wait. Are we done saying, like, personal things? Can I tell you a different thing?
Yeah,
oh, no, you do.
I will add personally that I feel good about what we just talked about.
Hmm.
That, like, talking it through, fucking therapy works, people. Like, just talking it through made me realize that I'm not hiding a deep, dark secret.
Yeah.
This is okay to talk about.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've sort of misled people about what happened to me last year.
Yeah.
Is understandable.
Yeah, you, like, do it on purpose, and yeah.
I just didn't go back and correct people and let them know that I had the SIF.
Yeah.
I feel better about that.
Oh, good.
Like I said, I wasn't kidding when I said we're going to do this episode and I'll probably cry. Yeah. And I haven't felt that. It's been good.
Did you know that you're terrible? I don't know. I want you to cry now.
Didn't we
named my syphilis once?
Did we?
I think it was Pamela. I don't know why. Okay, something I wanted to talk about, and you're like, so what you're talking about is you may not, for some STIs, you may not always show symptoms for it. So, what?
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you can't do that. And then
I texted, and I'm like, I have syphilis. I'm sure you gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted me back and thanked me. But then I had guilt about, like, is that an appropriate thing to text somebody?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
To alert some... Okay. Do as I say, not as I do. alerting other people that you've had sex with that they may have an STI is really important. And so important that it does not matter if you do it anonymously, because someone's probably going to give you a call when you get a test, because they have to report that shit. Also, several times, because I've had enough STIs that they call me to do the thing, like, be like, hey, we got to talk to you on the phone about your thing, and who are your partners and stuff.
The public health department phone call?
I don't answer.
Kyle.
I know. They've like found me on Facebook and sent me Facebook messages. Kyle. This is my shame. I don't want to talk to you about this. Anyway, I shouldn't. I should. But so if you do it anonymously through them, if you text someone, I mean, what are you going to do? Sit down and have coffee and be like, you've got clap. Like, you know, like, you're not, it's just.
I think part of it is a unique fucked upness in that I go through periods of time where I don't have a lot of sex. And so I didn't want to have the whole conversation about, like, how are you so certain?
Part of it is admitting that you haven't had sex, which is like, it's not just about the STI. It's like embarrassing to admit that you haven't had sex with, like, anyone else but him in the past.
You're my one partner for the last 8 months or whatever the fuck. Like, aww. That's
Mike, you should just fuck more people.
And problem solved.
Yeah.
and then the shame of, like, I have sex with one person, I get fucking syphilis, which I should have known, because, like, he kind of looks like syphilis. Like,
On this subject, I have no comment.
All right. So what I'm going to ask now is, what about straight men?
What about straight
what
men?
What about straight... Thanks, next. This is from a Vice article from 2017 by Shayla Love.
Oh, not like Vice President.
This is Vice. From the Vice President.
Vice.
Herself.
Article. Okay.
Yes. Yes. The Vice Internet website. So the CDC releases, as kind of like, we kind of know, the groups that are most at risk for STIs, and they are gay and bisexual men, pregnant women, women with multiple sex partners, sexually active women under 25. Like, these are the people that are at high risk for STIs and need to get tested regularly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the recommendation. What about straight men is what this article started talking about, which I had never thought of. Like, this is a distinctly, like, when we talk about gay versus straight, or the things gay people need to know that straight people don't, like, straight men don't do this.
Okay.
And it's also like a lot of gay issues, it lines up with female issues of, sorry, that sounded like peers. I mean, like, like women's issues of, like, we are in the same boat as them of, like, you need to get tested regularly. And the reason for that is the risks for us are much worse. Like, particularly, like, women, it can affect their reproductive businesses, and for us, you know, could be HIV.
Or like with HPV, there's several strains where it's mostly asymptomatic in men, and but every girl that they have sex with is going to get cervical cancer because of that HPV. And like, if he just, like, first of all, kept it in his pants, but second of all, like, knew, then maybe he wouldn't pass it on to all these people. Anyway,
also, this is like interesting, I didn't realize this, there's, according to the CDC, which is then like validated by, like, in this article, like a doctor, like kind of validated this, there's no evidence that widespread screening of heterosexual men leads to benefits from the whole population, even if it could theoretically cut down on STI transmissions.
What? No, which, wait, no, say that again.
I know.
It sounded like such horseshit, I stopped listening. Yeah.
There's no evidence that widespread screening of heterosexual men leads to benefits for the whole population, even if it could theoretically cut down the STI transmissions.
What straight dude fucking wrote that?
Well, no. And a female doctor who was quoted in this article said, yes, that does actually check out, like, the, because men are typically are asymptomatic, and it needs to be the women that have to, like, get checked. There's another issue, like, there's not enough funding to, like, try to fund this kind of both awareness and STI test for everyone, so they have to, like, pick certain populations that are most at risk. Like, you have to find the groups that are most at risk for getting STIs and being negatively affected by STIs.
I find that real weird.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't like it. But I also trust, like, medical science. So
yeah, it's so okay, what I will say though is then this dude comes in.
Okay.
David Sopper, who comes across as a real asshole.
Spell cum.
I wish. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston.
Why couldn't they just say OBGYN?
I don't know. I copied and pasted that from a... Yeah. That would make me say less words. He was like, while it seems unfair... So women then, you know, when you're looking at straight people, women have to carry the burden of getting tested. And this dude, David Sopper, said women should view it not as carrying the burden, but having the power.
This is sounding more and more like fucking abortion horseshit.
Oh yeah,
like if she just kept her legs together, like the STIs are her problem, the baby, that's her problem.
Yeah,
like, not like it's the goddamn fucking men that are equally culpable in this situation. It's 2019, pull your head out of your ass.
And the fact that he's trying to make it like No. It's not a burden. You're empowered by this. You are getting tested. Like, it's just, it's stupid. And another stupid thing he says is heterosexual men rarely go to the doctor. So even if screenings could provide benefit, David Sopper thinks they wouldn't actually go to them. And it's like, oh, that's too fucking bad. No one wants to go to the doctor and get tested. We just fucking have to.
Well, and I also think that that likely, I don't know, but I'm guessing that that ties into the whole HPV thing, that, you know, if you are a, if you participate in receptive anal sex, you can get warts inside your anus. In, like, that happens. But for a long time, men couldn't get Gardasil.
Mm.
It just wasn't approved by the FDA for
Gardasil vaccination for HPV.
Right. And an anal pap will catch that. The, they take a big-ass Q-tip and they rub it inside your butthole and they send it to the
lab.
Doesn't
feel good. I don't know what you think it sounds like, but it doesn't. It's not.
But like, that's something like I had to tell my doctor 5 years ago.
Give me a pap smear?
This is a thing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
I don't care if you haven't heard of it before. This needs to happen.
I was lucky that I actually, and I mean lucky, but also I seeked this out, sought it out.
Sought.
Okay. I like a gay doctor. So he was himself gay. So knew a lot about, and he was like, told me that I needed to get a pap smear. But and like, I got HPV vaccination. I like just kind of barely made the cutoff. Like you have to, you should get it before you're 25, I think. And I just barely made it in time.
It's been shifted all the way up to 45 for men now.
Oh,
yeah.
So, hey,
but even that is
like 6 months.
It's in this space of like, sure, target the populations that matter, but don't go overboard and say only those populations get treatment or screening if they ask for it.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah, doctors should know.
That's too far the other direction.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and like, it's not like the Gardasil stops working at 25. It's because it just isn't approved for people over 25 because of this horseshit, like this fucker.
Yeah. Similar fuckery.
How many times was I? That's a good beer.
Ooh,
how many times have I said horseshit this episode?
It's you might have beat your record. You beat that record.
Beat
right
that horse shit.
The CDC has this program called Expedited Partner Therapy, or EPT, where...
isn't that also a brand of pregnancy test?
Airproof test, right? Probably. So if someone is diagnosed with chlamydia or gonorrhea, then their partner can get the treatment for it without the test. Like, they don't need to be tested and come back as positive, but there are programs. So the idea being, women are the ones that are getting tested more often, and they'll find this, and then they could potentially give the treatment or whatever to the man. Again, not fair that women shoulder the burden of that.
No,
but
they have the power, Kyle.
They have the power. They have such power in getting tested, and they love it. But not every state approves that, probably because of Jesus or something. I don't know.
Probably because of Jesus. It's probably because Jesus. She should keep her legs closed, and nobody should have sex unless it's for babies. And anything else, la, 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 la. I'm not, like... So, way back in episode 34, which was weddings, you said at Matt and Carly's wedding that you were pretty sure that you had an STI.
Yeah.
And then, if I recall correctly, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I definitely had one. And
but you went to your doctor and they like preemptively treated you. Did that happen? Or was it a different time?
There's so many different times. It's hard to remember.
You know, you know what I'm asking?
I do, yes. Did they? I forget. I do believe that at one point there was a time where I was like, you probably have this thing. We're going to give you this like medication. Yeah. So like, but I forget if it was that time or a different time.
Okay.
And also then the it wasn't a psychiatrist. It was the pharmacist said, don't take your antidepressant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And because of the interaction. And
very big heart problem.
Yep. And then I was real dizzy the next day, and that was not great.
Yep. Great.
Did we fix STIs? Everyone, no, there's no more shame around them anymore. It's fine. I feel like if you're gay, you're going to get an STI. Like, that's just, I probably shouldn't think that. And
or do like,
well, I had this struggle of, we want to be able to talk about it, and it's good to be able to talk about it. It should not feel embarrassing, but also we don't want to like support it. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to like feel like,
go get him, go get chlamydia, kids. It's a great time.
Chlamydia is fine. It's a great time. Barebacking on the train. Barebacking at the bus stop. Sorry. But no, it's like, so it's this weird thing of wanting to be able to talk about it in a way that destigmatizes it, but also like, you should probably wear condoms.
So
you're not going to be religion.
I like to think, I don't know if this is true, listeners can weigh in or whatever, but I like to think that one of the things that this show does is shows people you can have, two gay men can be friends and not fuck and still be really intimate, like like tell each other things about their lives. And like, we destigmatize things for each other all the time, I think. And so go, like, find that person.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're fucking or not, find, like, talk to people.
Yeah.
And don't, like, if you can only let a certain number of people in because it feels scary or gross or weird or whatever, that's okay. But at least find that one person that you can trust and like, talk it through. Because at the very least, you might end up going to the doctor or like learning something that you're not alone.
You're not alone.
Oh God, from Free Willy?
I'm here. Is that what it's from?
Is that from the Free Willy soundtrack?
Oh, hey, I am gonna play. I don't know. Yeah, I think so. And then he like raises his hand up and Willy jumps over him. Man, that was so, it was such,
I know that Michael Jackson song was in Free Willy.
Yeah, I think that was it. It was just such an innocent time. Whales could roam free. Michael Jackson wasn't a pedophile yet. It's just great.
That we knew of.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great.
Tell us your STIs, kids.
Oh, yeah. Text us the STIs you've had in order.
Maybe there's the movement Shout Your Abortion to try and destigmatize abortions. Like we should
chlamydia.
Yell our STIs.
Yeah. We have had them and we are moderately okay functioning adults too, so.
I mean, I think this could have been the syphilis episode pretty easily. But we've talked a couple of times, like, let's take these really broad episodes that we've had and break them down into the smaller chunks that are sort of contained within them. So like, I would like to do an episode about HPV at some point. So I think we will do that.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm letting myself off the hook. We don't need to fucking talk about fucking everything right now. It's fine.
It's like, STIs, we've done it. You know, we've
people
done
go
enough
to school for it.
Like, yeah.
You're not going to get a BA in...
in syphilis. From us?
From us. Get a BA in BS, maybe. But
I love it.
So should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Break me off a piece of that?
Chlamydia.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it. Are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
We are going to do our gayest and straightest.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest, but first.
First.
Our website
is... You do this part.
But first, our website is gayishpodcast.com.
We're on just the internet. And we're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Yeah? I feel like there's something I'm missing. Anyway, at gayishpodcast or /gayishpodcast.
Come Instagram. Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, that whole thing.
Is at Gayish Podcast. Our hotline. You can leave us voicemails or send us text messages with or without dick pics. It's up to you. 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply.
And you can yell your STI if you want to.
Yeah.
And our email is gayishpodcast@gmail.com.
Should we be plugging Patreon in this little segment section here?
Also,
because otherwise, I don't think we said anything about it, right? Like, I guess at the beginning we thanked some people.
Yeah. Okay. That. Yeah. Do you want to hear more good talking? And actually, in Patreon, I don't know if we've said this enough. Like, we let Dan out of his cage and let him talk more. So if you there, we know there are people that.
Are obsessed with Dan.
Yeah, Dan has his own, I don't know.
Big Fatty suggested that we have Dan be the subject for our live show in New Orleans.
Dan, live in New Orleans? Yeah. Okay, that's kind of funny. But sign up for Patreon if you want more of us. We do a weekly bonus segment, and also we're now doing a monthly bonus episode. So the last... Yep. We've done one so far, and it was about Osman von something.
Frederick Wilhelm von Steuben.
I learned things clearly. It was really interesting. Anyway, so sign up.
Also, I don't know. July 14th is International Non-Binary People's Day. So if you like numerals 2 and above, stay home.
It's just funny. Like part of the naming of it feels a little bit weird. Non-binary People's Day. Like, and they have to, I don't know. It's just, why can't it be Non-Binary Day or something?
International Non-Binary Persons Day?
No, it's, I don't know. Hey, non-binary people, you're real. Good for you.
They Day.
They Day is good.
Oh,
I like that a lot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gayest and straightest.
Gayest and straightest. I'll go first.
Great.
The gayest thing about me is the baseball game I went to.
Yeah.
Because I realized, like, okay.
It's just a bunch of fags that went to that, right?
Yes. But also, but beyond the fags that went to it, it's like straight people are not allowed to care about their clothing or dress in matching outfits unless they're going to a sports game. Like, that's the one time. And this is why all the rules are arbitrary. Like, oh, but when we're going to a Mariners game, we all get to dress up in our cute matching outfits.
Yeah.
Also, the beer garden felt like a gangbang that was like 10 minutes away from happening.
Yep.
Maybe I was just very aroused in that entire thing. Just like hot bros drinking.
Is that why you don't drink beer? Because it just reminds you of bros?
No, it's because of the taste.
Okay, fine.
Just like bros, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. My straightest thing. I looked at this dude's butt.
Yeah.
But it's my straightest thing because I was not checking him out. He just had a wedgie. So it's like straight people also look at other dudes' butts, but like for a way less sexual purpose.
Yeah.
And so in that moment.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it doesn't always have to be creepy.
I mean, it often is, but it doesn't have to be. Mike, what about you?
So the straightest thing about me this week, as I said earlier, I think I said it in the main episode, I went home this weekend for 4th of July festivities. My family celebrates every year. And so I spent 2 days in Trump country. And so the straightest thing about me this week actually is the rather painful experience of laughing at the word cocksucker being thrown around. Like, they're all these straight dudes, and I'm related to all of them, and they're just like, cocksucker this, and like, oh, you cocksucker that, and like, I just like smiled and left like I was one of the boys every time. And so, did I make it too sad?
No, but I think what you're talking about is actually a very real experience of like, we would all love to pretend like we can stand up for things that sometimes you just laugh and go along with it. And I don't know, you don't always have to be like throw a brick, and it's great that we have those people, but I think that's something that's very relatable.
I was also very outnumbered.
Which usually you like.
Yeah. No, I don't.
No, I don't know.
That's your fantasy. That's your beer garden to be in. The gayest thing about me this week. So I showed you guys this already and explained it a little bit, but my family is fucking crazy, and they give out this thing called Urinal Award, and it's given to like arbitrarily to like the winner of the family every year. And my mom's family's on this like weird clan system. It's like legit, I'm not exaggerating, all of my second and third cousins, and some of them have kids, like they're like, it's like 50 to 100 people sometimes every 4th of July. Anyway, so way back in 1983, one of my family members bought a urinal at a yard sale, an actual porcelain urinal, and then gave it to our Uncle Kenny, and the statement was like, this is what you're worth, this urinal, here, have it, deal with it, put up with it. And it's gone through a number of iterations over the years. It got painted gold, so it was the Golden Urinal Award for a while, and then it was painted red, white, and blue, and somebody planted flowers in it. Like, it's been this thing. And then in the mid-90s sometime, one of my little cousins knocked it over, and it shattered into like 100 pieces. So they gathered up the smaller pieces and put them in a funerary urn. And now that still gets passed around just to the family member that we want to roast this year is what that is. And anyway, when they said that I had won it, because there's like a ceremony thing, I was so happy. I did the gay clap because I was like, this is fantastic. I love it.
Aww. And you showed us the pieces of urinal that are inside it still.
Which, by the way, Ma Johnson let me know that that's actually not a funerary urn. That is a fondue pot. But it has the pieces of it in, and I'm going to...
And you're the winning family member.
Yep, so now I got to figure out who to fuck next year.
Like, which of your family members What is this, Alabama?
Mike, you're allowed to fuck more than one person a year. I just want to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, okay.
But then how will you know who you got the syphilis from?
So that's it!
That's it!
A special thank you to my doctor, Dr. McFadden, who tests my blood and my butt every 3 months.
Did you start that and then realize what you were doing and then fix it?
Yep.
Wow, it sounded really good that I thought you might be just like playing a fun joke or like, good for you.
Yep, thanks.
That was good. That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah. We should take an improv class or something.
Also, thank you to me for our theme music.
Thank you to Mike Johnson for the use of our theme music, in which he licensed to us for a very nominal fee. And thanks to, I don't know, all the tests that have told me about all the many diseases infections that I have.
And thanks to John Oliver for giving all those koalas chlamydia. That was our Patreon segment.
Oh yeah,
whatever. Hey,
Patreon, koala chlamydia, it's great. Check it out.
That's it. This has been Gayish. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you. See you next week. Get tested.
Get your shit tested.
We should have in this episode been like, hey, everyone, get tested.
Get tested.
Get tested. Okay, we did it. We'll be right back. Chlamydia is a good punchline at the end of like most any joke, I think.